Hi, this is Kevin Cook. Thank you for coming back to Heavy Construction Equipment Podcast. In this episode, we're going to talk about do not start heavy equipment workshop without adequate experience. And again, this episode has been sponsored by me. Are you looking for good, used, quality equipment? Then come to our website at www.startractor.com or call us at 817-733-3799. All right, here we go into the podcast. It is mostly advisable not to start a business that you do not know nothing about. You will most probably end up burning your fingers and burning your bridges. You know, it's just how it is. If you don't know the business, don't get in it. It is quite natural for a person to not understand what is going on around in his or her business if they understand nothing about it. So it makes no point to start something that you know nothing about or know very less. We think about starting a business, we not only invest some good money amount of money into, but it's also time and effort that we should make sure that we get everything back from it. You know, don't start if you don't have the opportunities to continue it. So when you start a business, do it with the intention that you have to reap the profits to extend that you get back your money that you invested, and also the time and effort that you have to put in. We all know about thriving construction is and how profitable any business will be that is closely associated with the industry. Therefore, it definitely makes sense to get into something that the construction industry requires on almost everyday basis. Owning heavy equipment workshop means a real big thing. Contractors will come to you with the heavy equipment to get fixed, and then in turn you make good money off it. But for that, the prerequisite is that you should know the knowledge of all heavy equipment. The people who will come to you to fix their machines will want you to do the work at earliest as convenience, you know, for them. You know, they want you to get it done, you know, because they need to go out and make more production. They may not have time for you to take days to find the problem and then look out for a solution. They want to know now how to fix it. They are people who probably want mechanics with excellent knowledge about the machines and who have knowledge the issue the moment they start the engine. So if you intend to open a heavy equipment workshop, you have to be competent. You do not have any scope to take things for granted, because if you try to do so, you will start losing business and money. The contractors will have no time to switch workshops. Next, work as a mechanic in some workshop. It is quite crucial for you to gain some experience as a mechanic before you end up starting a workshop on your own. Now that you can gain experience by either working as a mechanic in somebody else's workshop or try to get into heavy equipment manufacturing company as a mechanic, you also need to study on heavy equipment and pass exams to become a certified mechanic. You know, there's schools out there that can help you get involved in becoming a mechanic, you know. But I'm a big believer that, yeah, schools can tell you something and teach you something, but you need to work with veterans to learn the knowledge. So no heavy equipment company, or for that matter of fact, workshop will hire you if you do not have any certifications. Spend some years working with them and try to learn as much as you can. Try to deal with the different types of heavy equipment so that you are exposed to so many machines at one time. And lastly, become a freelancer. Basically, become a mechanic on your own. You need to not have to open a workshop to fix machines. You can even work as a freelancer. So the construction companies who want a mechanic will reach out to you, and you will visit them at the job site or try to fix their machine. And this way, you do not have to shell out a lot of money on the infrastructure that is otherwise required if you own a shop of your own. Again, you know, learn. Knowledge is power. Knowledge is power. Again, if you got any questions, give me a jingle. 817-733-3799. Thank you, and God bless.